This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on.
That sun is high.
When that sun is high in that Texas.
You know, I'm proud to see Texas in the fight against the globalists. I'm glad that InfoWars operations against the New World Order are seen as the most deadly weapon other than Trump in the fight. So I'm proud of Texas yet again, the spirit rising. But California collapsing is trying to seize our state. Every news channel, even local conservative radio, puts down Senator Cruz, worships that hit-and-run, drunk-driving, anti-gun, pervert, pedo-beto, or beto, whatever his name is. We'll be talking about that more coming up late. I'll be looking for eight when they pull that gate. And I'm here to tell you, we've got the poll numbers I haven't gotten to yet. 6, 7, 8 to 15 to 20, on average about 12 points gains by Republicans in battleground states since this whole Kavanaugh fiasco. Now, I was getting to know the wheels are coming off of this, and this woman's this global trotter. I mean, she's all over the world to surf and to paddleboard and to do everything else you can imagine. But she's afraid to fly to D.C., and she talks this little mouse voice. Well, here she is attacking her friend, because all these women said, no, they were never at a party, never happened, never met Kavanaugh. None of it's true. She spins it like she's going through a lot right now. There's something wrong with her, my friend. And so she just told me to talk to her lawyer. But, yeah, the lawyer said it didn't happen, lady. But the media keeps going with, you've got all these witnesses in your own testimony. You kept saying you had all these witnesses. Lying again! God! Oh, but even the New York Times can't even say, oh, is she credible? Oh, we're so sorry. You can't ask if she's credible. I mean, she's a bug-eyed, Hillary-supporting, man-hating spook, in my view. We know her whole family is. And she's the nasty academic type that perches on top of the country. Not the spooks that actually do the killing and the fighting all over the world. No. She's the little wimp version that perches up there on top of all of us like Reality Winner. She should be Reality Winner's mommy. Well, guess what, bloodsuckers? We're awake. So listen to this sickening exchange where she throws her friend under the bus for saying she's not telling the truth. Here it is.
When you did leave that night, did Leland Kaiser, now Kaiser, ever follow up with you and say, hey, what happened to you?
I've had communications with her recently.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about like the next day.
Oh, no. She didn't know about the event. She was downstairs during the event, and I did not share it with her.
Have you been, are you aware that the three people at the party besides yourself and Brett Kavanaugh have given statements under penalty of felony to the committee?
Yes.
And are you aware of what those statements say?
Yes.
Are you aware that they say that they have no memory or knowledge of such a party?
Yes.
Do you have any particular motives to ascribe to Leland?
I guess we could take those one at a time. Leland has significant health challenges, and I'm happy that she's focusing on herself and getting the health treatment that she needs, and she let me know that she needed her lawyer to take care of this for her, and she texted me right afterward with an apology and good wishes and et cetera. So I'm glad that she's taking care of herself.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to come back on the other side of this quick break and continue looking at this. And then Owen Benjamin, a well-known comedian and actor, is going to weigh in on this and tell some of his own life stories here on air, and I don't want anybody to question it. And look, you know, he's smiling and laughing about it, but it's because he's under stress. Okay? He's got a lot of courage. what Matt Damon did to him. I'm not even going to question it. What Matt Damon did to him. Because, you know, Benjamin's a little guy, and Damon held him down. Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing, and Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 to 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are about to air the video proof that Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, and the DNC are behind the move to ban InfoWars and then every other major conservative or libertarian or nationalist or Christian or pro-gun or veteran group off the internet. It's in the WikiLeaks from 3 years ago, but it's in her statements going back a year and a half ago, right through last month, where she brags how they defined InfoWars as fake news and Russian propaganda to make America great again, and how she got big tech to then, ahead of the midterms, only 30-something days out, to ban us. This is an admission of racketeering, an admission of antitrust, an admission of civil rights violations, an admission of big tech corporate Democrat-run mafia crushing InfoWars and your ability to comment on our articles and our videos. We're going to air this piece right now. This is so incredibly important. This is a big deal because if they can shut down InfoWars, they can shut everybody down, and that's their plan. Demonize us, get people to abandon us, so the next person they attack, nobody stands up as well. They believe they're breaking your will right now. I believe they're waking you up. This is what the witch had to say herself.
You cannot make this stuff up. And I tell you all of it. I could literally keep you here all night because the stories are just so unbelievable. This is coming to a theater near you.
The epidemic of malicious fake news and false propaganda that flooded social media over the past year, it's now clear that so-called fake news can have real-world consequences.
The Russians, in my opinion, and based on the intel and counter-intel people I've talked to, could not have known how best to weaponize that information unless they had been guided. And guided by Americans. And so voters who are being targeted with all of this false information are genuinely trying to make up their minds. What does it mean?
It's a danger that must be addressed, and addressed quickly. Bipartisan legislation is making its way through Congress to boost the government's response to foreign propaganda, and Silicon Valley is starting to grapple with the challenge and threat of fake news.
There have been a series of studies, academic studies, since the election, trying to figure out why people voted the way they did, because it defied all the polls. Nobody was ready for it. And people relied on what they saw in the media, but even more so online.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs. But Trump doesn't challenge these lies. He actually went on Jones's show and said,
"Your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope."
We've got a statement now with regard to PayPal and reports that it has ended its relationship with InfoWars.
PayPal joining a slew of tech companies that have severed ties with conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, hitting his InfoWars where it hurts by no longer allowing the site to use the payment processor.
PayPal is the latest company to sever ties with Jones after YouTube, Apple, Spotify, Twitter, Facebook, and Pinterest.
Social media giant acting this time before it's too late. Their goal, to prevent fake news and propaganda from influencing the upcoming U.S. midterm election.
I'm glad that the Congress and others are looking at Facebook and Twitter and Google because they are the vehicles, one of the very first vehicles to deliver this kind of information to people.
And then they began to weaponize them. And they began to have some of their allies within the internet world, like InfoWars, take out pieces and begin to say the most outrageous, outlandish, absurd lies you can imagine.
If something popped up in a Facebook feed and looked like a news report, people were inclined to believe it. And if they were already targeted psychologically to be receptive to the information provided, they were influenceable.
InfoWars comes to mind where those are echo chambers.
The White House and the president are citing InfoWars.
The real election meddling is by Facebook and Google and others that are shadow banning people, that are outright banning people, and that are blocking conservatives involved in their own First Amendment political speech.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
Now, I'm going to air a video of Owen Benjamin breaking down what he says happened to him at the hands of Matt Damon. Now, I did an intro video last night. That's not the one I want to air. I want to air the one specifically with just what he said so people can see this for themselves. And we're going to be talking to Owen Benjamin here. So, again, let's go ahead and go to that clip.
I'm finally ready because of the courage of Christine Blasey Ford to come forward in such a terrible time to tell my story. And I need to be believed. I was raped by Matt Damon. I don't remember exactly what year, but it was right around when Good Will Hunting came out, and there was no goodwill when he hunted me and raped me. Amy, do you remember me telling you that?
Yeah, totally.
You remember?
Yeah.
Oh, look, a woman. She remembers. Do you remember that I said he raped me?
Yeah, totally.
Matt Damon, it's time for the reckoning. You raped me, and now I'm gonna, I want $750,000.
Article, Matt Damon accused of rape, and then it goes on to point out that this is him illustrating what's going on with absurdity. It's up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. He does hang out in his best buddies with a known serial rapist and assaulter, Harvey Weinstein, so it has more credibility, because he has these associations in his Hollywood, than it does to say this about Kavanaugh. But you were going to be here in studio today, but I heard that Matt Damon sabotaged your flight. There's no need for due process or proof, is there, Owen Benjamin? Just because you are accusing a man of something, because Matt Damon is a man, we've got to go ahead and, I guess, he should never work again, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was always very skeptical of the Me Too movement because I thought it was a pound symbol, so I thought it was pound Me Too, which is very confusing. But when I saw Matt Damon on Saturday Night Live mocking an innocent man, his voice triggered something in me, and I remember him raping me. I don't know the time or the place. I remember when he was finished, he said, "How do you like them apples?" And that's when I started to weep.
And I guess that's all the information you really need these days to get, you know, $750,000. And as you saw, my wife, who's half minority, she's half Hispanic, so that gives her even more credibility. She's a woman and also half not white. So it's, I think it's a crime to not believe that she's telling the truth that I
well,
did
tell
her.
Well, that's what Mazie, the senator in Hawaii, said. She said, men, just sit down and shut up.
Yeah, but it's time for me to stand up and tell my story that Matt Damon, Academy Award-winning Matt Damon, gave me the hard R. And he never apologized, and he never looked sad. And
he's a big guy. He's a big guy. You're a little guy.
I'm 6'7", and he's about 5'9", but in my mind, he was about 9'8". And that's credible.
Well, I appreciate your courage. Let's talk about what he did to you when he, we know how you rape a guy. Oh, this is terrible. You got a lot of courage right now. Matt Damon's got a lot of explaining to do. Wow.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Information war. It's Alex Jones.
Censored comedians out there. He's been popping on a lot. Listeners love him. And he's been watching this whole Kavanaugh fiasco. Everything Ford says, everything these other women say, none of the witnesses say it happened. And then Ford says, well, she's sick. And it's just otherworldly. And then she's involved in a weird DARPA program to implant memories in people. And then she's a globetrotter bragging how she's, you know, in Tahiti or whatever and everywhere else, Costa Rica. And then she says, but I'm afraid to fly. And I was afraid of the polygraph. And they only gave her two questions, which is not a polygraph. Maybe like 20, 30, 40 questions just to warm you up. But getting serious here, because it's obviously satire and you're illustrating absurdity by being absurd. We even said it was a joke in the article, you know, in one paragraph before the video. People are like, oh, how dare you say this for clickbait? We're not doing that. We're putting it out. So let's explain. I mean, Matt Damon really didn't rape you unless you went and, I guess, went to this Christine Blasey Ford's class, and then she did hypnosis on you. And then I guess maybe if you believe that Matt Damon raped you, maybe it's true.
Point we're obviously trying to make, there's more evidence that Matt Damon raped me because there isn't five people saying that he didn't. Like, if we go by the leftist standard of rape accusation equals destroy an honorable man's life, Matt Damon is far more guilty than Judge Kavanaugh of raping me. Because I was going to fly down to the studio today, as you know, and I sat on a tarmac today because the plane broke for 6 hours. And allegedly, Matt Damon broke the plane because he didn't want the secret out. Like, there's a couple people being like, no way, it's Matt Damon. And I'm like, oh, that is my rapist. See, anyone can just make this stuff up. It's ridiculous. And we need due process because you can't prove a negative. I know you've had this, Alex, and I know I've had this. When you're accused of something, you can't prove you're not something. It's a logic inverse that makes it so someone can just have control over you. So that's why instead of just in a constant state of backpedal, I now am just doing the same thing to them, except in a way that's obviously satire because I don't want a bare false actual witness.
You're not actually trying to destroy their lives, but you're lucky.
Exactly.
The word is Matt Damon is a gremlin. He could take on that form, got into the belly of the plane, ripped up some of the avionics and things. Could have been worse. He could have been on the wing of the plane.
Damon wanted me to survive, though, because he doesn't want to kill his victims because he likes to know that I get triggered every time I hear, how do you like them apples? Or even if I use an Apple product, I think about Goodwill Hunting and, of course, the vicious rape. So it would have been a mercy kill if he did take down the plane, and
well,
he knows that.
Well, you're 6'7". How was Matt Damon in this dream, this false memory you had implanted? I guess it's Stanford.
Well, he's part elephant, and he has little and Ben Affleck was there laughing. All I remember is the laughter, Alex. I don't remember where it was. I just remember that there were stairs and laughter. And for that, I want $750,000. And any of my other enemies want to talk smack? Well, guess what? You were there, too, raping away. And I want more money, and I want you fired, too.
Well, great. She raised $750,000 as of the day she testified. What is it now? I heard it was over $1 million.
I'm sure. And her ex-boyfriend just came out. I'm sure you saw this, where They used to always be on prop planes. He witnessed her, and he swore this. He just swore this with fear of perjury that he witnessed her coaching another woman how to take a lie detector test, and she got him for bank fraud. This news just came out like late last night, and the mainstream media won't report it. Like, she's a proven liar.
And that she's not afraid to fly. And it's not like we just have to believe him. We have the witnesses of her own saying she's a globetrotter, loves to fly, flies to places 16 hours away.
Well, yeah, and as you know, the leftists use our own morality and our own sense of honor against us. And I'm on to them at this point, and I know you are as well, that they will just use our deference to actual victims that really do need to be heard, like the victims of Harvey Weinstein, for example. And they'll use that to put us in a state of fear and a state of immobility, and that is when they just acquire power. And if they get total power, we're in gulags. And that's why my role is to fight it with satire. Like, I'll do these It's Time videos and jokes and stuff like that. And that's good at waking people up to the absurdity of it. But, you know, everyone has their role to play. But at this point, more Americans need to shoulder the burden of fighting the leftist, globalist, nonsense is truth, everything is power, this Machiavellian nightmare that's happening. Because it's easy to beat if you just say what you believe. They're really not that strong.
Let me ask you this question, because we're going to go to break, come back and play Mitch McConnell saying they won't be bullied, some other clips. Polls show, and I'm going to get to them when we come back, that major shifts in battleground states for Republicans, for Trump now, this somehow just the witch hunt went too far, and all the witnesses saying it didn't happen, and her remembering not the house or the year or whatever, but she had a beer and what they were wearing in the room, and that she didn't tell anybody, and then none of the friends say it's true, and then she's a globetrotter but lied about that, and then her whole family CIA leftist kook balls. I mean, I really think they have gone too far here.
Yeah, they've woken up a lot of people. Like, I've had just this week a few people that are more higher up in L.A. that haven't talked to me in a while, like, text me how I'm doing and stuff, because I think they finally saw that appeasement just means you get eaten last. And it's a lot harder to dismiss Kavanaugh, like this centrist Eagle Scout, you know, Yale guy. It, like, the left was trying to prove that they can do it to anybody at any time. Even Mike Pence, who never is alone with a woman, they could do this. They could say, well, a ghost was touched. Like, they're trying to do a power display where no one's safe, and that caused a chill. There's going to be a red wave, 100%. There's no way. People that I know that aren't never would vote and think I'm crazy are like, dude, we can't let the Democrats take over the House. These people are insane. They've weaponized rape accusations. Like, that's a sacred thing. Like, rape is horrible. And it's like, you can't do this to men because men are naturally protective. So we're going to believe women a lot of times. And then when you see the obvious, you know, Feinstein, this archaic war leech, like when you see someone like that and their real motives, it makes you just.
Well, that's it, is they are raping the truth. And then you have this coach saying our team got raped by the refs and he gets suspended or fired. Where now they're even raping language.
Oh, well, the rape of the language is how the left does it. You know, I'm starting to realize the reason that they actually banned To Kill a Mockingbird, my mom teaches literature, is it's not actually the N-word, which the real N-word is no, by the way, but it's because it shows due process. It shows what the story of To Kill a Mockingbird.
Exactly. The left, stay there when we come back, we'll talk about this. They are at war with due process.
Yeah, oh yeah, because they need power, all
no,
power.
No. And actually the professor said why the left wants it banned. He's a nice white guy trying to be a good guy, which is what abolition and all that was. Well, you can't have Gregory Peck, who was a liberal, by the way, a classical liberal, you can't have a white guy in a good role. That is the new hyper-racist garbage of the weird white professor saying that. It's not minority saying that. We'll be right back.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients, Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits.
This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's Alfie's results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Play a clip of Sarah Sanders at a press conference just minutes ago, pointing out that the Democrats have undermined the entire judicial system. It's not the judicial system is perfect or that America is perfect, but the Democrats work for globalists. They work for Soros, who undermines and overthrows nation states to implode them to bring in corporate world government. So yes, they are an outside globalist arm. Owen Benjamin's our guest. We're going to get to some of these clips and get his take on where he thinks things are going. I'm going to then give the number out and take some of your calls. We've got a special report from the leader of the Restart movement that is one of the main opposition groups to the mullahs in Iran. This is going to be a pretty big interview coming up. that our own Greg Reese did. So we're going to play some excerpts of that. The interview is now on InfoWars.com. That said, you know, any product we launch is pretty darn powerful. And I had it earlier, but I took it in the other studio yesterday to shoot a video with it and also took some of it, so it's not here with me. But Happy's is our newest product at InfoWarsLife.com. And it's just a whole bunch of known concentrated herbs, ashwagandha root, rhodiola root, passion flower herb, green tea leaf, licorice root, and more organic concentrated that have been proven in major studies to do amazing things. They're not suppressants, though. They just smooth you out. I ought to start drinking a lot of this myself, I tell you. But I want you to try it. And so the introductory cost is $22.47. Leading competitors are three times the cost of this. So even at $44 normal retail, it's a great deal. Happy's Mood and Stress is our latest product. InfoWarsStore.com. It is 50% off out of the gates. Also, this is the last day or so whenever I'm going to have some of our best-selling products at 50% off and 40% off, and that is BrainForce Plus, now 20% more, the Great Nootropic. It is 40% off. That's going to have to end today or tomorrow and have some new specials. And then we'll also have Supermel Vitality 50% off, Superfemal Vitality 50% off. That's going to have to end the next few days. We also have the Secret 12, very high-quality organic concentrated vitamin B12 you take under the tongue. Look at the 97% it has. 3,000 plus reviews on Power Reviews, 4.9 stars. Read those reviews. It has been rated by independent third party labs as the top vitamin B12 in the country. Secret 12, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. It's 40% off right now. That's going to have to end in the next day or two because we're close to selling out of that and the Brain Force. But we've got plenty that just came in of Happy's, which is good for adults, good for children, you name it. It's all natural. It's just concentrated herbs, and it is amazing. Declare war on stress and fatigue with Mother Nature's ultimate weapons. 50% off. Happy's has what you need to support your mood and take on the day. And I think it's great at night as well. Again, it doesn't make you tired. In fact, it does the opposite, but it's not a stimulant. It's not a depressant. It's amazing. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I took a bunch of it yesterday when I went home. I think like twice the recommended dose. My wife's like, are you drunk? I was like, no, I haven't been drinking. She goes, you're in a really good mood. You're usually kind of grumpy by like 10 o'clock at night. You're acting really silly. And I'm just telling you, it's the happy. So everybody's physiology is different. This is all Mother Nature stuff. It's how you fund us. Get T-shirts, get books. The globalists hate it when you fund us. Now we're going to go back to a very popular national comedian, Owen Benjamin, who's one of the most banned comedians out there because he has a line in the sand. And I want to get his take on where he thinks all this ends with the polls I'm going to get to in a moment showing huge surges for Republicans in battleground states. But the Democrats just can't help themselves. They have to execute the corrupt power they have, and they just can't help it. They can't think a few moves ahead. But here's Mitch McConnell, who's been the establishment's buddy. He's getting hounded, called a rapist at airports. Everybody else is. You know, when I hound somebody in an airport, I'm like, hey, why don't you move to Venezuela? Communism's so good, Bernie Sanders. And everybody goes, oh, he's so mean to him. I was very polite. But they're calling him a rapist. Rape, 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 rape. Chasing him around. The media's like, oh, this is a really good thing. And so here's Mitch McConnell this morning.
Then the far left tried to bully and intimidate members of this body, Republican United States senators. They've tried to bully and intimidate us. One of our colleagues and his family were effectively run out of a restaurant in recent days by these people. Another reported having protesters physically block his car door. And some have seen organized far-left protesters camp out at their homes. I'm not suggesting we're the victims here, Mr. President, but I want to make it clear to these people who are chasing my members around the hall here, or harassing them at the airports, or going to their homes, we'll not be intimidated by these people. There is no chance in the world they're going to scare us out of doing our duty. I don't care how many members they chase. how many people they harass here in the halls. I want to make one thing perfectly clear. We will not be intimidated by these people. This is all part of the organized effort to delay, obstruct, and intimidate, including those of us who will be voting this week.
And he goes on to say the vote will happen on Friday. I've got one more clip, and we'll get Owen Benjamin's take on that. Here is the ACLU that won't defend the First Amendment of conservatives, libertarians, and Christians now, but they do a shocking video mixing in Bill Clinton, who's a known admitted sexual predator, who's settled a bunch of rape cases and flies around on pedophile aircraft, with Bill Cosby, who is creepy and weird and giving women lewds and getting drunk. They're coming to his house. I think there's some lynch mob going on here, and I'm not just defending him. He's a conservative black guy. I'm not defending him. I think, you know, the jury found him guilty. Okay. But I still have some questions. But Kavanaugh, there's no history of this. He's not on pedophile airplanes. He's not settling rape cases. And then the Democrats defended him over the years. So that's why this is such a disgusting piece from the ACLU. Here it is.
We've seen this before. Denials from powerful men.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. I've never seen anything like this.
I categorically and unequivocally deny the allegation against me by Dr. Ford.
America is watching. And as we choose a lifetime seat on our highest court, integrity matters, and we cannot have any doubt. Senator Gardner, oppose the confirmation of Judge Kavanaugh.
So, the ACLU is now against due process and shows a convicted sex abuser, basically a rapist, that's what he's convicted of, Bill Cosby, and then a guy the Democrats defended who settled rape cases and hangs around with known pedophiles and airplanes with little kids. And so now that's Kavanaugh. So because these guys did something wrong, they're now not just for due process, Owen Benjamin, they are now actually saying if another man ever did something, it's like saying if a black man did something wrong, all black men are guilty, or if a white man did it, all white men. This is the most bigoted, backwards, authoritarian thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah, I mean, they think in demographics. That's how they think. They put you in a category, and then you have collective guilt that you have nothing to do with. The good news is, though, the silver lining is it's going to just iron out. It's going to get rid of the middle. I call them the zebras, because zebras are striped because the stripes don't look like the Serengeti. They're stripes that they can fit in with other zebras. So that's why they stay in a pack. If you just mark a zebra, a lion will immediately kill him. So that's why there's millions of Americans that I call zebras that are just kind of in the middle. They're like, they think, like, my grandfather was a lead miner and a Democrat. Like, that Democratic Party is gone. And this event will make people, this is a line in the sand where if someone now tells me they're on the left, I'm like, you know what they did to Kavanaugh. You know that they're ruining good men with power acquisition. It's like, you can't just toe that line anymore. You have to make a stance with truth or a stance against it. And
that's,
I think,
right.
That's a good thing.
It's the wheat from the chaff. We're making a decision right now. We're going to come back and get your prediction for the future and more straight ahead. Then next hour, I'm going to take some calls, and we've got a special guest in studio. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We're good old
old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research. It makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Last night, a little dancer, she came a-dancing to my door. Last night, a little angel, she came pumping on my floor.
Owen Benjamin is our guest, and we are just watching the insane spectacle of just weaponized media, and none of the stories adding up, and no witnesses, and people saying, I don't fly on airplanes, I'm scared, and they're all over the world. And oh, I don't know anything about polygraphs, and they advise people how to pass them. And it's like, where does it go from here? Where does it go with the corporate media trying to weaponize men and women against each other? And it's in the WikiLeaks how they want race war. And then I've got a clip we'll play in a moment. You know, Kanye West is talking to some nobody TMZ reporter, and they tell him, take that off your head. Like, he's a slave. I don't say that because he's black. I mean, it's like, I'm saying make America great again. The cult-like control over corporate media has just become insane. So, Owen Benjamin, where do you think all this ends?
Well, I think we're seeing the sleeping giant of American patriotism waking up finally. And I think the future is bright for people that go indie and just do it family style and just keep it going. Like, I just self-produced a special. You can get it at hugepianist.com. Because if Netflix won't have me anymore, or Comedy Central that I've done two specials with, because, you know, Susan Rice is on the board of Netflix. It's like, that's cool. We still have America. So I shot my own and just put it up and people can enjoy it, just like you doing independent news. And that's what gets me going every day is the puzzle of it. Like, how do we get through these monsters? And I think they've revealed themselves so intensely now that they can't hide behind actual changes that you might think need to be made in society. Like, they got everything they asked for plus way more, and now they're just going for socialism. So I still think it's the same as what I told you last time. I think that there's just going to continuously be a giant cultural divide in America, and I think that people are just going to keep moving towards the right. That's why they're going to keep trying to import leftist votes.
Well, you're right. And again, you read about times in history where groups of people just doing horribly evil things, and you think, how'd they do that? They just get wound up, and a lot of times it's a lenient, powerful system or dynasty that liberalizes and empowers the average person and then builds up people. But then the corrupt kind of sneak in, and they get control, and then we're tolerant of corruption, and then the corruption isn't tolerant of us.
Yeah, and the corruption starts with the individual, and I'm a big history guy, and you saw it with Rome, where it starts with the individual that forgets about their nation and their family and religion and right and wrong, and they just start eating all day and stuffing their faces and importing slaves and, you know, getting the Visigoths and the Ostrogoths. Attila the Hun, all these guys, they were already just coming in because there wasn't good border security in Rome because they just kept raising taxes. It's a story as old as time, but I have faith that America will fight it with what we have because we still are a Christian nation, and we just don't hear about it in the media. That's the smartest thing the left ever did, is they put all the kids in debt from college and they just took over the flow of information. And that's why a small amount of them can make everyone feel like the world's gone crazy. But as a touring comic, I get to see that people are still good. At least they're still fighting.
No, you're right. And what are they going to do if they lose the midterms? Which I think, unless their election fraud is massive,
they're going to lose the midterms.
So, well, yeah. And by the way, we have a clip of Newt Gingrich saying that, too. We're going to play, too. So what do they do at that point?
Just keep escalating, because a liar never comes clean. Like someone like Hillary Clinton, you can see, and we've all known liars in our life, like pathological liars, not a white lie that you feel bad about and come clean. Like, they only add to the lie, and they will just add to the lie and add to the lie until it just becomes just a crazy person in a corner. And they don't have as much fundamental power in America as they think. Like, they're, you know, our military, our police, all of our food, like none of this is coming from leftists. They have the wizard spells. You know, they're changing the definition of words. And now they're up to rapists, because I was called a Nazi and a white supremacist. And I was like, how is this possible to use such hyperbole? This is insane. What words are left? And now what's left is rapist. They would call us pedophiles, but they hold that dear. They think there's nothing wrong with that. So now they're calling everybody a rapist. Like, just, they sound like they're on PCP.
Owen Benjamin, I want to play, since we mentioned it, the clip of Kanye West, and then I've got some other clips, you know, since you bring them up that we're going to be getting to here. But here's Kanye West sitting at some outdoor restaurant with the TMZ people, and then there's the disrespect of this reporter. No one even knows who he is. Here's Kanye West, a trailblazer, and a guy who sold over $1 billion of records, and a guy that just supports bringing America together, and then the disrespect, like they're talking to him like he's a dog. And I was sitting with some reporter, and they said, take that hat off. I tell him, listen, why don't you get your crap and get the hell out of here? Just like Kanye said, I was bullied at Saturday Night Live, and they cut most of his comedy pieces and most of his music pieces. They put comedy in over his music and basically cut him from the show because he wouldn't submit to them. And then it's not even a scandal. And then Kanye West comes out and he plugs Alex Jones and Donald Trump as matrix breakers. Days later, they remove that from a whole bunch of newspapers. Think of the coordination of corporate news working together to say, we don't want this. Let's memory hole it out of a bunch of newspapers. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, and with Kanye, it's crazy because not only is he a massive star, he's a clothing designer. He's married to Kim Kardashian. He's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. He also has incredible amounts of street cred in the black community. He's from Chicago. You know, his debut album, I think it was Graduation. You know, he's rapping with like metal in his mouth from like an injury that just is falling out of his mouth in his first video. Like, he was called a genius in Jay-Z albums because he produced all that. And they'll take it like that. You know, my picture is painted on the wall of the Hollywood Improv. I'm painted. An artist next to other great comedians painted me. And like that, they can unperson you. But the thing about actual alphas is it's okay. Like, we'll get mad or we'll get like stressed. But I think sometimes conflict can either break a man or it can like hone you. And someone like you, someone like me, someone like Kanye West, it's like Jordan Peterson's another great example, just some like appearingly meek Canadian professor. And they just thought they could hammer him and bully him. And they just created a warrior out of that. And we're seeing more and more of that where they don't realize that they can't break everybody.
And now you've got mainline professors calling for murdering Kavanaugh, murdering Congress, cutting their testicles off. And the media is like, big deal. And then I say, Antifa's coming to your house to kill you. If you're a member of Congress, have your rifle ready by your bed. They don't even quote me. They just say, Jones said use rifles to kill the media. I mean, again, it's like they've just committed to pure lies.
Oh, yeah. They're now in the pathological state. And I've known people like this where, you know, whether it's somebody that's cheating on their girlfriend or boyfriend for a long period of time, they get to a point when they could just be like, it's nighttime outside. And I've known people my whole life like that to a degree where I learn how to deal with it. And you can't engage. It's almost like a crazy guy in the streets, like, you know, my grandmother's in the orange juice on Mars. Like, you can't be like, no, she's not. You literally just have to just grind past it and just hope that, like, shadows, they just keep going down. You know, we have to fight. We can't just do that whole conservative attitude where it's like, they go low, we go high and ignore it and just keep giving up rights. We're not doing that. We got to fight. But at the same time, the best move is just family, you know, America, working hard, like, achieving things. Like, the things that make America great, which is free speech, the right to defend ourselves. Like, those are the things that we hold tight and keep hammering and just letting the dead wood burn off us by these psychopaths.
Owen Benjamin, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate the time.
It was an honor. Honor, my friend.
You bet. You bet. And, you know, the good news is humanity's waking up. People are getting out of this trance they're in. So many people from TV and radio and smartphones or whatever, they don't have any memory. It's like they're conscious for like 10 seconds. And I've learned freedom is having a memory. And
yes, it is context. Context. My mom hates digital watches. She says you need to see where the hands are and where they've been. You know, it's like context is everything. And not having moms in the home now is not letting kids know where we're from.
I talk to people and 10 seconds later, they don't remember a word I said. And it's scary. You're like, I just talked to you. And I talked to people today five times. They remember none of it. None of it. Hey, God bless you. Next hour coming up, jam-packed. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the